Get your calls in at 248-539-9797. Open with some college football talk. And if you want to continue that, feel free at 248-539-9797. Michigan and Michigan State both go to the West Coast. And both, they both lose. They both are going into a bye week. They both could probably use it. You got, I expect to get start times today at 1 o'clock for when they come out of the bowl games. Michigan will be playing at Illinois. Iowa is in East Lansing to take on Michigan State. So we'll have start times for those games a little bit later on.
1 o'clock, huh?
Yep. All right. The meantime, we'll get to what A.J. Hinch said when asked about having their backs against the wall. I do got to tell you something funny. My wife ran into some friends of ours that wanted to talk about something we talked about on the air Friday. And I met some fans that wanted to talk about something we talked on the air Friday. Apparently, one of our big old tub of pretzels questions hit a nerve.
Hmm. Is the keyword hit?
Yep. Would couples, would the husband punch the wife in the face if they each got $1 million?
I can't believe we asked this question.
I can't either. And I had people asking me about it and what they said. And my wife said this. Which was it you, Gator, that said if my wife agreed to it, she would also want to punch me back?
Yeah.
Exactly what she said. She said, I get to punch you back, right? I'm like, yeah, and we each get $1 million. She's like, yeah, okay.
She's down.
Yep. But she was really, she wouldn't be down if she didn't get to punch me back.
I think at that point you use, yes. Yep. I don't think anyone would say no. If they were,
well, if they were going to do it. Hold on. The question was far worse than the way that Doug worded it, all right? Because it wasn't just...
Well, it's because the question's terrible.
Right. And frankly, I didn't want to talk about this. This is awful. You brought mothers in this question. I mean, come on.
And I can't stress enough, we do not condone violence against women.
That's why I don't even want to discuss this. It makes me uncomfortable.
Sometimes the tub of pretzel questions are uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
This is
just say no.
Nope, wouldn't do it.
It's uncomfortable and inappropriate.
Yep. Sorry, I brought it up again. 248-539-9797. Let's get back to your open line calls. Ed is next on 97.1. What's up, Ed?
Hey, guys. It's been a minute since we got to talk about Tigers this time of year.
It's great.
In a good sense.
Yep.
So I'm happy where they're at. I said in the beginning of the year, Hinch had to do something or it might be time to move on. I think he's earned any extension they give him. And whether we go out in three, whether we go out in five, whether we move on, the only wish list I have for this team in the offseason is please no more Javi Baez, please no more Kenta Maeda.
Well, Maeda is not on the playoff roster, and neither is Baez. So I think you get by on that. And there's an embargo.
Yeah, we've decided we're not gonna talk about Baez until the season's over. It's depressing and there's no point.
Yeah, the youth movement these guys have going, go out and get somebody that's close to a 300 hitter, can hit 10 home runs, and just plop them at number three spot and let this young team develop.
Yeah, it's gonna be interesting to see, because here's the one thing that happens is somebody who's part of the mix now is not going to be part of the mix moving forward, right? I mean, somebody is going to either get at some, I would suspect, somebody's either going to get released. I don't think they're going to go through this offseason and not sign anybody in spite of some skepticism out there. I think they'll be a little bit more aggressive this time around. At least if they stick to their word. Their word was, we're not close enough yet to hit the gas pedal. I don't know how that could be, this could not be interpreted as anything but close enough to hit the gas pedal, right?
It has to be. It has to be. So, but looking forward, I don't know where you begin other than, I guess, starting pitching. It seems like that's an obvious place to start when you're looking at free agency. But the everyday lineup needs to have hitters on it. And these guys are all very young and kind of the embryonic stages of their major league careers. And yet they're in the playoffs and more than half the team is below average.
Yeah.
So it's not that no one is sacred, but it's also hard to envision where do you step in and say, oh, you got to do this, you got to do that. The outfield looks pretty good. Catching position looks like, you know, that's what they want moving forward, that the other solutions can come from in-house. But the corner infield, that's kind of where you're at, that first and third base.
That might be the biggest question.
And that's where you can make
biggest questions.
You can get the biggest bang for your buck with a first base DH type. I mean, that's where your power comes from. And if you're – look, I'm not ready to give up on Torkelson, but you have to ask yourself that question, you know, is can you get a lot better production-wise from that spot?
It should be explored. It should be explored. Now, if you can't or you don't, there are worse things in the world than rolling the dice with Spencer Torkelson. But that doesn't mean you don't try, of course. All right, so except we get to this, let's follow through on it. AJ Hinch, Tiger manager, was asked at the podium yesterday about the team responding with their backs against the wall. Here's what he said. Okay, so there's a couple things about this soundbite that I love. This is either A, AJ Hinch's very authentic feelings and nothing but what he said. And that's exactly what it could be. Or it is B, AJ Hinch's manipulation of reality to try and give his team the best chance to perform in a huge pressure situation. Either of those is fine.
Right.
I mean, if he's like, yeah, Christ, we're in big trouble. if that's what he's really thinking, it does him no good to say it. Now, he is right when he refers to one of the most electric offensive innings, that top of the eighth inning in Houston. That wasn't that long ago.
No.
That was a pressure situation, although they were in the driver's seat in that series, up one game to none, if that's the driver's seat. It was only a three-game series. But they were down late in a playoff game, and the offense stepped up. And oh, by the way, they were facing Hader. Like, they came through against Hader in that.
Hader and Presley.
And Presley hadn't blown a save, I think, in forever for them in a postseason game. And then Hader, you know, $19 million, $20 million man, whatever he is. So when AJ says all that, I'm mostly thinking, yeah, whatever he says. But in the back of my mind, I'm wondering, is he at all just manipulating the real situation, but whatever he can do to make his guys perform?
Yeah, look, I think that part of what he had to say there is just that, to take the pressure off the players, right? But I think one of the reasons he can say that is because of Tarek Skubal. Mm-hmm. That he feels ultra confident that Tarek Skubal can go in there and beat Tarek Skubal. And if he does that, that takes the pressure off the guys that they don't have to score six runs in the game.
Right.
Maybe you only need one. I hope it's more than that, and I hope they score early to just keep this thing rolling in the right direction. But I think it's a must-win game.
You think today is?
Yeah, I do. I do. Because I don't think going down 2-0 to Cleveland is suboptimal. As we like to say.
Yeah, I guess I wouldn't. I'm not conceding anything, but
I'm not going to concede it. But I mean, I guess if you say must win, it is conceding. It's, oh, sure. Yeah, I think it's must win.
It does feel like whoever wins this game feels like they're in charge of the series, because Detroit will have two games at home and a Skubal start in their back pocket.
Well, you know, Doug, a series doesn't begin.
We want the series to begin, Doug, today.
Right.
When the road team wins.
One of my least favorite cliches, a series doesn't begin until the road team wins a game. And my argument is always, it's just the opposite. That's when the series starts to end, is when a team steals a road win. 248-539-9797. Get to more of your phone calls and feedback. Tiger fans, how are you feeling today overall? Like, that was a listless performance in a 9-inning affair on Saturday in Cleveland. And it felt like they were out of it right from the beginning. You couldn't have, for a game, I don't know if it could have gone much worse. For a game. All excited, you're all jacked up. Bang, you're down 5-0 before you've recorded an out. But we're still here.